I kind of bounced around in some different majors the first couple of years of college. And what I finally realized that whether it was the philosophy that I loved, the English courses and language that I was enamored with, the psychology that I was fascinated with, all of the things that I loved collapsed every single day in the classroom. And when I realized that, there wasn't another choice. It was simply what I was meant to do.
Let's talk about what you teach. You teach 10th through 12th grade English at Johnston High School in Johnston. Not the easiest assignment in the world.
Well, it may an outsider seem like a challenging assignment, and certainly on any given day it can be. But when you're doing what you love, it's work worth doing. And I don't feel ever like I'm going to a job. I feel like and I tell my kids this, I feel like I get to go and work with the most amazing people every day, and I get to learn from them. And when I open up myself as a learner to them, I think that they see that, and then together I think we accomplish so much more than we could in any other kind of relationship or scenario.
Give us an example of something where you didn't think it would turn out the way that it would, and you just felt great because it ended up to be a success.
Well, I think that actually what you're talking about, this kind of ability to take deliberate risks in the classroom, is incredibly important. Because as teachers, I think that sometimes we kind of get paralyzed by our concerns about things not going quite right, and so it's difficult to let go and just to kind of see what happens. Actually, just a couple of weeks ago, I was at a conference, and I was so excited about what I had learned that day that I called one of my colleagues, and I asked her if I could come into her classroom the next week so that I could try it out. And I think that's just one example of not really knowing how things are going to turn out. But I was so fascinated by what I had learned that I just felt compelled to pursue it as a learner and as a teacher. And I think that's an important quality for all teachers to be able to embrace. And it's an important quality for administrators and school districts and school systems to support for their educators.
Iowa is known for our great teachers, but not so much for our great salaries. Was there ever a temptation to leave Iowa?
Not for me. I was born in Iowa. I graduated from Winterset High School. Both of my post-secondary degrees are from Iowa State University. I certainly think that at some point in my early 20s, I thought that maybe my husband and I might end up somewhere else. But, you know, Iowa is home. And it's a good place to be from, and it's a really good place to live.
And finally, I'd like to ask you, when you were struggling and wondering whether teaching might be something that you wanted to do, could you ever imagine that you would be meeting President Obama at a White House ceremony where you were named National Teacher of the Year?
Oh, absolutely not. There's no way to kind of fathom that. But I think that's kind of the beauty of not only my experience, but I think it's the same experience that I'm sharing with all of the other 54 teachers who are getting recognized tomorrow for being outstanding, you know, instructors in their given states. And that's because we do this work because it's good work. We do this because we love the kids. We do this because there is a promise of a better future because of what we do today.